athletic heaters in it now, which we used the other night. People might think it's kind of silly, but we both enjoy it so much. We've been camping out in the driveway. And we live out in the middle of the woods, so it's kind of fun with the just to camp in it. We put new ripped the box springs apart and rebuilt them, and then put new mattresses in it. And by the time you live in it a little bit and cook in it a little bit, it's got some of your own odors that aren't quite so offensive. And we scrubbed it down pretty good so that it's not too bad.
So what's your plan on doing any long-term repairs, like you said, the body off, or are you just going to use it close to home for as long as you can?
Well, we're going to use it close to home for a little while. I'm still working full-time, so doing it myself is probably not going to happen in the next couple of years. And we're going to be, saving our nickels and dimes, and we're considering having the rotisserie work done on the frame and the chassis and having the floor put on it. But the interior woodwork is in such good shape that I don't think we'll have to have much redone there at all. I want to keep it fairly original. It's a single axle, and I probably will keep it that way because if I alter it too much, then I'm going to have to change the interior because of where the bathroom is and the wheel well and everything. And we sure do like it the way it is. But it was set up with what they call the divan couch. We've cut that out right now, and it's going to be recovered. Kind of unique. I hadn't seen one before. Got like two little built-in end tables on either side of the couch up front, and it folds out into a bed. And it's got the twin beds in the back, which we really like because it gives you that privacy of a bedroom in the back. Which makes it kind of nice for Grandma and Grandpa to take the grandkids with them.
Very nice. How many feet is the 53 Cruiser?
It's a 25-footer.
25, okay.
So kind of the forerunner of the, what's it?
Overlander.
Overlander, yeah.
Yeah. For a while, they were actually called the Cruiser Overlander for, I think, a year or two. In 55 or 6, somewhere around there, and...
Yep, there was I think the Cruiser had an option in 54 that you can get two axles under it. It's originally set up as a park model. They didn't come with a black tank. It was just kind of a bomb site, I guess you'd call it. There's a gopher hole under it, and that's what we would have used originally. But it does have a black tank under it. Whether that was owner-modified or done at the factory, I'm not quite sure. But instead of the Altura valve, I can't remember what the other one is, it's got this like 3-inch globe valve. And then for the outlet, it's almost a kind of tapered conical hookups that I don't think anything matters anymore, so it will have to be modified. But we definitely like the layout of it. And I can tell you, about halfway through the recovery, I was thinking I was absolutely crazy because I had done it in so many obstacles. But every time I stepped inside and saw the condition of the woodwork, I thought, okay, this is the one. One of the things I learned was with cars and trucks, if you want to restore one, buy the best one you can possibly find to begin with, and go that route rather than thinking that you're going to take something that's an absolute hulk and bring it back. It's far more expensive that way.
Well, yeah, and also like we always talk about, is starting with the right era, the right layout, the body, the year, because all that. It's kind of hard to change all that. And the same work's going to need to be done. I mean, just because the black tank and valves were a little different on this park model, it doesn't matter because it's going to all have to be replaced with new anyway. So starting off with the right piece of clay to mold there is the most important thing.
Funny thing.